Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.inmc.org, for July 22nd to the 28th, 2017. As Israel ended siege on Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque, Israeli army gunfire made 3 Palestinians killed this week. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Israeli troops attacked anti-war and settlement protests on Friday, organized at a number of West Bank villages. As a result, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked protesters in Annabi Saleh before even leaving the village. At the nearby villages of Bilayn and Nualin, residents and their supporters reached the Israeli wall. Soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. As a result, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Kfar Kadum village in northern West Bank, Israeli troops attacked the villagers and their international supporters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas at protesters. Many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. The Palestinian Authority this week hails the end of Al-Aqsa Mosque standoff as a result of ongoing regional and international efforts. IMMC's Rami Al-Maghari with the details.
The Islamic Conference Organization will convene early August over the Jerusalem standoff following clashes between Muslim worshippers and Israeli military after Israel declared a number of security measures for the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound of East Jerusalem. Earlier this week, France called for the restoration of status quo in the occupied East Jerusalem to prior of July 14, 2017. Egypt echoed the same reaction, also calling on Israeli occupation authorities to comply with the international calls for the best of that status quo. The League of Arab States in Cairo condemned Israeli actions and called on international bodies to pressure the Israeli government. However, no concrete protests by all such states have been taken yet, as the crisis went on until this Friday. On Friday afternoon, Israel had completed removal of all surveillance cameras or metal detectors around the mosque and reopened all the mosque's gates closed by Israel over the past 2 weeks. Under immense popular pressure by the Palestinian residents of East Jerusalem, Israeli authorities left a ban on entry of those aging less than 50. In the meantime, Palestinian Authority praised the steadfastness of Palestinian residents of East Jerusalem and appreciated what it called efforts by various concerned international and Arab parties for the end of Al-Aqsa standoff. Israeli measures at the mosque are seen by Palestinians as an Israeli attempt to transform the holy city, following UNESCO's ruling that East Jerusalem is a Palestinian city with world heritage. For IMEMC News, I am Rani Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, 3 Palestinians were killed in separate attacks by Israeli army gunfire. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Friday afternoon Abdullah Takatka, 24, at the junction of Gosh Atzion, Israeli colony, south of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, after the soldiers alleged that the man attempted to stab them. Takatka is from the Marah Ma'alla town east of Bethlehem. Eyewitnesses told local news agencies that the Palestinian was walking towards Bethlehem and was at least 20 meters away from the nearest soldier when one of them shouted at him and fired a live round before other soldiers fired more rounds. He had no weapons or knife on him, eyewitnesses added. Also on Friday, Israeli military killed 16-year-old Abdurrahman Abu Hamsha during a protest against the ongoing Israeli assault on the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem and the deadly and inhumane conditions of the Israeli siege of Gaza. The Ministry of Health in Gaza said that Abu Hamsha was participating in a protest east of Al Buraj refugee camp in central Gaza when Israeli troops stationed across the border fence opened fire on the protesters, killing him and wounding at least another. Moreover, Israeli soldiers shot and injured on Friday evening a young Palestinian man while in his own land with his children in Deir Balut town, west of Salfit in the northern eastern part of the occupied West Bank. The man was with his family in his land located near the Israeli wall to water his trees. Elsewhere, the Palestinian Health Ministry has reported that a young Palestinian man died on Thursday evening of serious wounds he suffered on Monday of this week after Israeli soldiers shot him during an invasion into Hizma town, northeast of occupied Jerusalem. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 81 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops detained at least 128 Palestinian civilians, including 14 children. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli Navy ships opened fire on many Palestinian fishing boats in the northern part of the coastal region, forcing the fishers to go back to shore. On Tuesday, local sources reported that Israeli tanks fired shells towards Palestinian farmlands and grazing pastures for animals east of Al-Qarara and Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. Israeli soldiers fired on Monday at dawn several shells into a few areas east of Deir al-Balah in central Gaza, causing damage. Palestinian sources in Gaza said that soldiers fired shells into a monitoring site used by fighters of Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas. For IMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 22nd to the 28th, 2017. From the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.anc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Iman Abdrabo Banhora.